Now, guys, going to get a little bit serious. I don't really get serious too often. No. But this involves sport and my game, AFL, which I love dearly. And a study or a case came out last week about one of my ex-teammates that I played with all my junior footy, Shane Tuck. Obviously, Dad's very famous. Michael Tuck played at the Tigers. And he his brain got scanned after he passed away, and they did a lot of tests. And he suffered from CTE, which is a neurological disorder from being knocked out several times throughout his football career, and his head being hit. And it also affected, you know, the great Polly Farmer, who also had his brain done, and the late, great Danny Frawley also had that. And they said Shane Tuck's was the worst case he had ever seen.
And it ages their brain, right? So you, yeah, if they test someone that's 30, they may have the brain of like an 85-year-old just from these concussions.
Yeah, just from being
and
hit.
And is it right too? They can't test for it unless they're dead.
Until you've
so
passed.
So you could have it as a living AFL player, but have no idea.
And all those guys went through like severe depression and all sorts of different things that they got diagnosed with, and they didn't know why this was happening. And then now that they've passed, they've realised what's happened. And I've been pretty strong about this, and I think back in my day when I was playing junior footy, if a young kid was wearing a helmet, you'd mock them and you'd bully, hey, what are you wearing a helmet for? You're weak. But I think it's got to a point now, because in the AFL, not really many players wear a helmet unless they've been concussed, and not many people wear it in juniors because of that probably stigma of, you're weak, you're wearing a helmet. But I think it's come to a point now with players getting these severe, and it happens a lot in the NFL, but they wear helmets, but it's helmet on helmet, and their helmets are big steel things, and they go in with their head. But with our game, I reckon from all juniors, from the start of under nines or Auskick, they should be to under 16s, every player should be wearing a helmet for safety.
I agree with you.
Everyone.
Do you think there's an argument to have the AFL players in helmets?
Well, to get to that point, yes, after all the juniors wear it, but now people...
Isn't that the role modelling?
The role modelling.
If you're a kid.
Yeah, I think maybe yes, but it'd be pretty hard to pass because people aren't comfortable with it. But if you start them at junior, they've been wearing it all their lives playing footy, so it'll become a thing. But there's too many cases now in society and in NRL and the AFL with people, you know, players losing their memory. I mean, Johnny Barnes had been knocked out a fair bit. He did a big thing last year. He's having memory loss, and he's a couple of years older than me, can't remember things, having bad dreams and all that sort of stuff, and waking up with anxiety. And I just think it'd start with the AFL needs to mandate it now. Every junior footballer, wear it. It's not going to stop people being concussed.
No.
But it might help. And it is a tough game and it is rough and people are going to get knocked out. But if they can all wear it, I think it'll go a long way to saving some of these lives that we lose when maybe we shouldn't.
Well said.